Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation 22, and we looked at the first couple of verses in the previous episode. And I'll go back and start with those again and just continue to talk about what we're seeing here. John said this, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." So that's the first two verses right here. And there's actually a good bit of debate in academic circles over what elements of this means and what it is and what's going on and sort of the structure of it. Nothing to question faith, question what's happening, anything like that. But it's just, you know, what is happening here? The river that's flowing here, I mentioned in the previous episode that you have cross-references related to this back to Ezekiel and to the Garden of Eden and things like that. But it's more like that it's a picture of something. What you're seeing in Revelation 22 is that we are being taken back to Eden, okay? And not from the perspective of the innocence, perhaps. Maybe is that the way to say it? That you had at the very beginning there in the Garden of Eden? But of what God wanted, which is communion, okay? What God wanted of us to expand his Eden throughout the world. And that type of thing. And don't lose sight of what the bigger picture is here. We've seen in Revelation that if you read this, that you will receive a blessing, right? You're blessed to do it. So what's the point of Revelation? Okay, what's the whole point of this thing? Well, I think it's a couple of major points. First of all, it's the glory of God, the wonder and the glory of God. And the second being for us as believers to keep pressing on, to keep overcoming, to keep pressing in, to keep living, to keep doing, not to give up, okay? Yes, we're going to be forewarned. Yes, we're forewarre of some things, okay? but to keep pressing on in the midst of all of it. So we have a river here, and this river is flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. The river you see in Ezekiel is flowing from a temple. Well, the Father and the Lamb are the temple in the New Jerusalem. But could it be that there is going to be a Jerusalem that's going to be on the side of Mount Zion and David is going to be ruling and reigning there? Some people believe that river is flowing from a temple that's actually there. Could be. I don't know. We know here, though, that this is the river, the water of life. And then you see where it's going, through the middle of the street of the city. In the English translations that I've read here, let me see what it says in King James. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was the tree of life. So yeah, all four of these English translations give the idea that the tree of life is on both sides of the river that's flowing like through the middle of the city. Sort of reminds me, I mean, through the middle of the street, through the middle of the city. I think San Antonio does that, doesn't it? Don't they have a river walk that goes through like that? But some people believe that the river is actually flowing around the tree of life. You know, there's reasons to interpret it that way. But I think it's probably on both sides of it. And the tree of life yields fruit. And it yields this fruit each month. Okay? And so, you know, quite often people ask questions. Well, and one of the questions that very often is asked, hey, are we going to be eating in heaven? Well, it looks like we're going to have stuff to eat. Okay, yielding is fruit. Why would a tree be producing fruit if the fruit wasn't for some purpose, you know? And then the idea that leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And there's all sorts of debate about that. You know, sometimes it's a picture of just some type of religious phraseology here or something like that. Or it's something that's actually that we eat that enhances and gives us the eternal life, because the word that is used there, therapion, I think is what it is, Greek word right there, where we get the idea of therapy, right? It's more of the idea of the giving of health than healing from the perspective of overcoming a sickness, illness, or disease. And yet both properties are there. But, you know, even health giving, the problem with that is you have a connotation that if you don't have these leaves, that you might not have that health. And that's, to my mind, sort of problematic too, from eternal existence, eternal welfare. But regardless, the bottom line is that the leaves of the nation are of the trees are for the healing of the nations. The nations. And that's even interesting in describing those that are in eternity. Yes, all nations will be there. But I wonder why it's described that way, and I don't really know. Well, let's press on verse 3 and see where we go. It says this, no longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. Well, that's interesting. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in it. Be in what? Is it talking about being in the river? Okay. I'm thinking that the whole context, what we've been reading in the last two chapters, is the city coming down, right? The New Jerusalem coming down. I think that's the idea. So what's this about no longer anything accursed? I think that takes us again all the way back to the beginning and to where the curse came into Eden because Adam and Eve rebelled, because they sinned, not because they fell, folks. They rebelled. They didn't fall. Again, how many times do I say that? I know, ad nauseum, right? But, I mean, I think words and the way we use words are important. And sometimes we communicate things we don't mean to communicate. So we're seeing here that no longer will that curse be there, but the throne of God is going to be there, the throne of God and of the Lamb. And this river flows from that throne, and his servants will worship him. King James says his servants will serve him. So is the New American Standard. The ESV says, and his servants will worship him. We probably like that better, right? The Lexham says, and his slaves will serve him. Well, boy, those are some buzzwords right there that give different ideas, right? But the idea is that those that are his, which are those of us who are believers, we will worship him, we will serve him. That is the idea. Then verse 4, they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. We will see his face. And this is the Most High God and the Lamb. We've seen in the Old Testament with Christophany's pre-incarnate appearances of the Lord Jesus Christ that you see the angel of the Lord, you see God that way. But we will see God the Father, who is Spirit. We will see his face. Anytime you see that phraseology in the Scripture, see his face, is speaking of the fullness of God. We will see the fullness of God. And his name will be on our foreheads. Does that mean we'll be tattooed all the way across? Well, maybe. Probably not. It speaks of identity and who we belong to. Okay? And I think that's more the idea that's going on right there. Let me read this fifth verse real quick. Maybe we'll talk about more. It brings sort of a completion to the thought. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Notice, forever and ever, a timing element, forever and ever and ever. We will reign. There's going to be no more night there. There's no need for a lamp or sun. For the Lord God, we've seen this already, the Lord God will bring forth light from without. The Lamb himself will be the lamp from within, light everywhere. The Lord God himself will be the light that is needed. We'll pick that up in the next episode and see what else we learn from it. Again, I'm Dale, and I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.